Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
The US, always number one.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Our Changing World. This week, we're discussing the American economy. Just how long will it continue to be the world's number one economy? In the studio with me is the global economist Mike Bevan. Hello, Mike, and thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now to our first caller, Mustafa from Dhaka in Bangladesh. Mustafa, over to you.
My question is about car production in the US. How is it that US car manufacturers such as General Motors and Ford are losing so much money?
Mike.
Yes, you're right, Mustafa. They are losing lots of money at the moment. There are several reasons for this. The high price of oil. This means that the US car buyer is now looking for a smaller car that uses less petrol. US manufacturers aren't good at producing this type of car. Another issue is that companies like Ford and General Motors have enormous legacy costs. These are payments that companies are obliged to make to healthcare schemes and pension funds. A Japanese car manufacturer can set up a factory in the US with none of these costs and can produce energy-efficient cars that American consumers are looking for very profitably.
Does that answer your question, Mustafa?
Yes, thanks. Can I ask Mike about the impact of the internet on American business?
Go ahead.
Mike, the US has a very big trade deficit with China. Is this a problem for the US economy?
You're right, Mustafa. China sells a lot more goods to the US than the US sells to China. Is this a problem? There isn't an easy answer here. US factory workers may feel that their jobs are at risk, as it's very cheap to make goods in China. They worry that their jobs may be moved to China. But these same workers can now buy a lot more with their dollars. The cost of clothes and electrical goods has decreased a lot over the last 5 years. These cheap clothes and electrical goods are usually made in China. At the same time, China is a growing market for US goods. There are lots of opportunities for US manufacturers to sell their products in China.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks to Mustafa in Dhaka. Now to our next question from Wu Li in Shanghai.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.